朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
来到美国，转眼就过了十年。
The very short moment, seemingly, I've been in the States for a decade.
我相信有许多的弟兄姊妹跟我一样，我们在北美洲的华人，过年的气氛觉得非常的淡。
I'm sure most of you agree with me that the Chinese in America do not really have a festivity feeling when we have our New Year.
有的人说到了美国，什么除夕了、年初一了，不要说元宵，这些都不知道是什么时候。
Some have complained after arriving in the United States, we have forgotten about how to have Chinese New Year.
昨天有一位弟兄告诉我说，如果不是教会提醒，我们在教会过年的事情，好像什么敬老聚餐啦、过年家庭聚会的节目建议啦等等，他说我根本不知道什么时候是年初一，什么时候是除夕。
Yesterday, a brother confided in me and said, if it were not for the church's different programs, he would have forgotten when Chinese New Year was.
老实说，我们这些从东方来的、从中国来的、从各地来的这些华人，我们都还蛮喜欢过年。
To speak truthfully, from East Asia, we Chinese love to have Chinese New Year.
过年有好吃的。
They're good food.
到过年的时候，什么节食这些通通忘记了。
We forget about our diets during Chinese New Year.
在我们年轻的时候，过年的时候有新衣服可以穿。
And when we were young, during Chinese New Year, we have new clothes.
有的时候我们还有一个小红包或者是一个利是可以拿一拿。
And sometimes we receive these red packets with money.
过年也是个好玩的时候。
It's a time for fun.
当我在准备的时候，我就想起我自己在小时候过年的一些情况。
As I was preparing for the sermon, I recall my youth, how I spent Chinese New Year.
我上个礼拜不是为各位设计一个家庭过年的一个家庭礼拜的一个节目单吗？
Last week, I passed along to you a program that I've designed for the family worship.
在我设计那个节目单的时候，有一项，我说到最后的时候，希望做家长的跟儿女讲一讲他还小的时候过年的一些回忆，或者过年的一些事情。
You might recall that the last item that I suggested for you to do was for the parents to tell how they spent Chinese New Year to the children.
那我自己在想的时候，如果要跟我的孩子分享他们父亲小时候过年的情景，我就想到一件事情，过年放鞭炮的事。
I recall vividly how I spent my Chinese New Year as a young boy playing with firecrackers.
一想到放鞭炮，哇，好多好多的花样都浮现在我的回忆里面。
And when I think of firecrackers and fireworks, many images arise in my mind.
我记得也曾经跟其他的朋友一起比赛胆量，就是鞭炮放在手上，然后在手上爆炸。
Of course, we would always put the firecrackers in our fingers and challenge each other whether we can let it blow up in our fingers.
我想到圣经一句话。
And when I thought of all these things,A scripture comes to mind.
保罗说，那都是我不信不明白的时候做的事情。
Those were things that I did when I did not know or understand.
所以我们在座的今天青年人，请千万不要学。
So young people today, please do not take after my example.
我们年事渐长了以后，我们好像真的对过年好像渐渐失去它的兴趣。
But seemingly, as we grow older, we lost interest in Chinese New Year.
当我自己回想我过去这几十年，我就在想，我什么时候开始对过年这一类的事情不感兴趣？
So I try to research my memory. When did I lose that interest in having Chinese New Year?
确定的年岁我忘记了，大概是在30岁左右的时候。
I'm not sure of the exact time, but it's probably right around when I turned 30.
我在回想这件事情的时候，发现好快，时间过得好快，已经过了快20年的时间了。
And then suddenly I realized almost 20 years have passed since.
我忽然发现，在30岁左右的时候，对过年、对过生日特别觉得没有意思。
I realized that after I had my 30th birthday, birthdays and New Year's lost their meaning for me.
我觉得30岁以前每逢过年生日的时候很兴奋，因为我多了一年又多了一岁。
Before 30, I was very excited about birthdays and New Year because that means I have increased in my stature and age.
30岁以后，就是那段时间之后呢，每逢过年生日的时候，我不觉得兴奋，觉得很悲哀，因为我觉得我是少了一年，短了一岁。
But after that watershed year, I discovered that each year means less time.
我们常常看见孩子从小的时候喜欢找到他房间的某一个角落量他的高度。
You might do the same like I do in my kids' rooms. I have a special place where we can measure their height.
我不知道什么时候一个人从量高度变成量重量。
I do not know at what point in time do you change from measuring your height to your weight.
当一个人从量高度变成转重量的时候，你就看你的人生开始在转变。
You know that your life is changing if you're no longer interested in how tall you are, but how heavy you weigh.
当我想到这些事情的时候，我就问我自己：难道基督徒的人生也就是这样吗？
And as I recall these things, I said to myself, Are Christians the same?
事实都是一样。
Yes, in a way they are.
我们到了某一个年龄，我们开始觉得我们的年岁不是在增长。我们觉得我们在地上的岁月已经减少了一年。
After a certain age, you might think that I'm no longer increasing in age, but my time is running out.
尤其是今天我们在过年的时候，我盼望我们每一个人常常提醒我们自己，我们遇到这种感觉的时候不要悲伤，我们应当有警惕。
But let us remind ourselves when we think of these things, let us not feel sorry for ourselves, but just watch out.
是的，我们不只是少了一年可以活，而且我们是少了一年侍奉主的机会。
Yes, we have lost a year of life, but also that meant we are losing one year of service.
圣经告诉我们说，到那末期来到的时候，我们就没有福音可以再传了。
The Bible tells us that in the end times, there is no more gospel to preach.
我们相信这个末期有两方面的意思。
We believe that there's two meanings to the end times.
一方面是客观的末期，有一天我们知道主耶稣基督要驾云再来，我们就没有再为他侍奉的机会。
There is an objective end times, that is when Jesus comes back and there will be no more opportunity to serve him.
我们有一个主观的末期，就是有一天我们要离开这个世界。
But there's also an objective end time for ourselves. That's the day when we leave this earth.
当那一天临到的时候，我们不知道什么时候来到。我们传福音的日期的大限也到了那个时候。
We do not know when that will come, but when that day comes, we would have lost all opportunity to share the gospel.
今天我们盼望借着这一个讲台，跟弟兄姊妹有这样彼此的勉励。
On this special day, I would like to share these words with you to encourage each other.
不管你我的年龄是什么，但愿我们在主的面前提醒我们自己，他留我们在地上一定有他的目的，有他的意义。
No matter what our ages are, God has allowed us to stay on this earth, there must be a purpose.
可惜今天有些基督徒可能连非基督徒都不如。
And sometimes I feel maybe Christians today sometimes do not even compare with non-Christians.
我们连那个继续往前走下去的这样斗志我们都失去了。
We have lost the will to continue forward.
我们常常听见有些基督徒在那里唉声叹气。
Sometimes we hear Christians complaining.
已经失去了耐心，已经失去了继续走下去的力量。
They have lost their patience. They have lost their power to go on.
使我心里面非常警觉，非常害怕，非常痛心的，就是发现有一些年轻人也是如此。
And what surprised me and really made me scared was this is common among young people as well.
我们知道今天在美国非常看重一件事情。
You know, in America, we pay special attention to one
thing. 青年人的心理。
And that is the psychology of the youth.
特别这些要进入社会以前的这些年轻人，他里面的那个斗志到底如何？
That is the will of the young people before they are about to enter society.
整整一年多一点点之前，那个太空人的故事，一直到现在，好像在许多的年轻人的心里面，还留下一个非常敏感的一个伤疤。
The Challenger tragedy that happened almost over a year ago even today leave psychological scars among the young.
前几天我在收音机听到 Newton North High School 有一个一年级的一个学生在他们的体育馆里面上吊自杀。
And a few days ago, I heard the news that a freshman in Newton High School committed suicide in the gym.
为什么今天我们看见许多这一类的消息呢？
Why do we hear these type of news?
我们失去了斗志。
Because we have lost the will to fight.
我们不知道我们要怎么样继续地走前面的路。
We do not know how to continue walking forward.
也许是有许多的成年人到了年关的时候，心里面一种很沉闷的一个感觉是从这里面研发出来的。
Maybe this also reflects in the adults as they come before the new year and they have the same type of frustration.
今年教会的主题叫做忠心的管家。
The theme for our church this year is the faithful steward.
我们收集执事们、传道们在一起对教会的需要的感觉，把它集合在一起。我们经过了分析，经过了讨论，我们决定这样一个题目。
The deacons and the ministers, they share together the aspirations, the plans for the church, and we distill this theme.
请弟兄姊妹为我祷告，在二月份连着四个主日，我要跟弟兄姊妹一起来思想我们教会今年的这个主题，忠心的管家。
Please pray for me as I'm going to share on this theme for the next 3 weeks.
请各位再翻开刚才我们所读过的马太福音第25:14-30.
Please turn with me again to Matthew 25:14-30.
很明显的忠心是这一段比喻的主题。
It's quite obvious that faithfulness is the main theme.
主对他的仆人没有第二个盼望，只有一个盼望，就是让我们能够忠心。
There is one requirement and one only for these servants, and that is faithfulness.
我们知道做主人的，我们对仆人都有不同的盼望。
For we as masters, we may have different requirements.
我们希望这些仆人能够做工作的非常的好。
We may require our servants to do a good job.
能够用最少的钱，能够达到最高的果效，这是我们今天一般主人对仆人的盼望。
Ordinarily, the masters would like the servants to be able to get the most profit with the least expenditure.
所以今天我们带着这样的心态来做主仆人的时候，有一个很大的危险。
And there's a danger that we will carry this mentality as we become servants of our Lord.
我们以为成绩是主最喜欢的东西。
We thought that God wants the results.
我们以为报表是主所最喜欢的东西。
We thought that God wants to look at our reports.
弟兄姊妹，请各位不要误会我的意思，我不是说这些不重要。
Please do not misunderstand me. I'm not saying these are not important.
但是我们在圣经里面一而再、再而三地看见主的心意，不是看我们有多能干，不是看我们的成绩怎么样，而是看我们这个人在他的面前是不是一个忠心的人。
But time and again, we see in the Bible, God does not look into how talented we are, how much result we can generate, but how faithful we were.
今天我们所读的这段圣经是很出名的，主耶稣基督在马太福音另外的一段的所谓的登山宝训。
This is a very famous passage, and some have called it another sermon on the mount.
我们知道第五章、第六章、第七章、三章是出名的，我们都知道耶稣基督的登山宝训。
Of course, we all know Matthew 5, 6, and 7, the Sermon on the Mount.
但是在马太福音24章、25章这两章圣经里面，其实也是马太福音另外一次耶稣在橄榄山上对着门徒所发出来的一些训言。
But then we can also call chapters 24 and 25 as another Sermon on the Mount because that's when Jesus preached on the Mount of Olives.
在这两章的圣经里面，一个主题就是讲到末世的情况。
And in these two chapters, the main theme is the end times.
24:4-35是有关神审判以色列人神的选民的一段的记载。
For example, in the early part of chapter 24, it's recorded God's judgment on his people.
从24:36-25:30，我们今天所读的是神审判教会的一段记录。
And in the later part of chapter 24 to the early part of chapter 25, is recorded on God's judgment on his church.
25章31节到46节是神对列国的审判的一段预言。
And then we see prophecy on God's judgment on the nations.
我们都知道。
We know that
如果有一位上帝的话
if there is a God,
他必然是个赏善罚恶的上帝
He must be a God of judgment.
所以换句话说到世界末日的时候我们相信上帝要审判这个世界
Because God must be fair, must be just. Therefore, at the end of the world, he must judge.
信与不信大概我们都不会反对这一类的说法
Whether you believe or not in Jesus Christ, I think you would agree with this type of thinking.
多读一点圣经的人知道，圣经里面提到有另外两种的审判。
But for those of you who read the Bible a lot, you will realize that there are other judgments.
神不只是最后在白色的大宝座面前审判这个世界。
Yes, God will judge on the great white throne.
神也要审判他的选民以色列人。
Yes, God will judge his chosen people.
神也更要审判他自己的教会。
But then God will also judge his church.
彼得提醒我们，保罗也不例外。
Peter reminded us, so did Paul.
彼得在彼得前书四章十七节，他说了一句发人深省的话。他说，因为时候到了，审判要从神的家起手。
Peter wrote in his letter,The time will come, and the judgment will start with God's family.
彼得一点都没有开玩笑。
Peter wasn't joking.
他非常的严肃，向教会宣告一件事情。
He was proclaiming this important news to the church.
如果我们相信今天世界有一个审判，
If we believe that a judgment will come on this world,
今天在教会里面不能逃开这样的一种对教会的一种审判。
Then the church cannot escape that judgment.
保罗在哥林多后书五章十节也告诉我们说，有一天我们要在基督的台前接受基督徒工作的审判。
And Paul, in his letter to Corinthians, told us that one day we will be judged as Christians by how much work we have done for the Lord.
刚才佩荣弟兄带领我们读的马太福音二十五章十四节到三十节。
Just now, Brother Peiron has led us in the reciting of these passages.
我们看见神对教会、神对基督徒、神对他的仆人审判的重点是两方面。
We can see in this particular passage that God has two major portions for judgment.
主回来的时候对那五千和两千的那个好仆人怎么说呢？
What did God say to those good servants?
他说，你这又良善又忠心的仆人。
It was recorded here that the master said, you good and faithful servant.
主耶稣所看重的是这两件事情。
The Lord is paying special attention to these two things.
一个是你良善吗？
Are you good?
一个是你忠心吗？
Are you faithful?
良善是指什么呢？
What does goodness refer to?
良善是指生活的见证。
And that is the testimony of our lives.
忠心是指工作的成绩。
Faithfulness refers to the results of our service.
一个是我们的生活，一个是我们的侍奉。
So we see our lives and our service will be judged.
请我们回到刚才我们所读的马太福音。
So let's turn back to Matthew 25.
我们看二十四章。
Let's turn to chapter 24.
二十四章末了，我们看见主的比喻提到另外一个仆人。
We see that at the end of chapter 24, Jesus mentioned another type of servant.
他这里面责备这个仆人，用一个形容词来责备他。
When Jesus was rebuking the servant, he used a special adjective.
二十四章四十八节，他说那恶仆，那个恶就是坏的仆人。
In chapter 24, verse 48, it says, the servant is wicked.
这个 wicked, 这个恶仆他心里怎么说呢？他说我的主人必来的迟，他就动手打他的同伴，又和酒醉的人一同吃喝。
Here we see the wicked servant said to himself, my master is staying away a long time, and he then begins to beat his fellow servants and to eat and drink with drunkards.
我们不只看到这个仆人生活糜烂。
So we see he led a poor life.
而且这个仆人动手打人。
He also struck other people.
我们看见主耶稣在这里非常生动地描写这个恶仆的罪状。
You see, Jesus described this, the life of this wicked servant with vivid examples.
你如果再三地看这些圣经，你会很安慰地说，这个人跟我无关。
As you read this, you may comfort yourself and say, gee, I'm not like that.
你说李牧师，我大概不是那良善又忠心的仆人，但是我一定不是那恶仆。
You can say confidently to me, Pastor Lee, I may not be the good and faithful servant, but thank God I'm not the wicked servant.
如果我分，我会希望能够创造一个第三种仆人来迎合各位的不同的类别。
Of course, if I could, I would make up a new category of servants.
但是主耶稣在这里只提到两种。
But Jesus only mentioned two kinds.
这个恶仆是怎么样的？他不只是生活糟糕，而且他动手打他的同伴，就是他的同工。
This wicked servant, he led a very a life with no testimony. He even struck his fellow servants, that is his fellow workers.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。